my name is Claudia. I'm here with Amy.
Hi.
And we'll be interviewing Jules Faber, who is a cartoonist and illustrator, and he's here talking to us at our literacy festival this week. Thanks for being with us here today.
It's my pleasure.
Now, we just have a few questions, and our first one is, how did you get into being an artist or illustrator?
I got into it through, when I was a younger fellow, I decided that I wanted to be a cartoonist, and in my 20s, I decided that I was sick of working in menial jobs, and I'd been working on it along the side and along, in the background of my life, improving my skills. And I eventually took a correspondence course with an institution that's no longer around, but that enabled me to, that gave me the courage, if you like, to get out and try being a freelance artist. I was in North Queensland at that time, and I had some limited success there, and then I came back to Brisbane and went for it sort of full time. I went into college, studied animation. From animation, I went into actual animation and worked on a production for Disney, which after
That's
a
cool.
year, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Met a lot of great guys and girls. And
what production was that?
It was called The Proud Family. It was made for American audiences. And after that, I decided that I'd had about enough of animation after a year, and I decided to go out and work full time for myself. And 12 years later, here I am.
Yeah, no, that's really cool.
Hmm.
Okay,
Is there a character that you've enjoyed creating the most?
I think it would be Weirdo. It would be the Weirdo universe. That all occurred about 4 years ago, when Scholastic and Arndar approached me to come up with the character. Arn had written it, and I had to visualize it, and it took us a bit of back and forth to actually get the character right. Eventually we did, and that process took quite a while. But now that the whole universe has pretty much been invented, it takes a lot less time to draw a book now than it did at first.
Yeah. Is there anything particularly difficult about, like, when you're collaborating with an author who's already, like, got their character and you have to kind of come to an agreement on what it looks like?
I think I've been pretty lucky so far. It hasn't been all that difficult. I've found that that authors are willing to put their faith in the illustrator, which I think is quite important, because the illustrator is just as important as the storyteller, I think, especially in a book like Weirdo, where the pictures contribute so much to the narrative. And in other books, like the David Warner series, for instance, there's more limited illustration, so it's not as collaborative. But with Weirdo, we nutted out, as it were, the finer details of the characters before we all were satisfied with them. But sometimes, that said, I'll just come up with a character and nail it first time. So, it's I call those days very lucky indeed and rare.
So our other question was...
Is there any advice you want to give to young artists?
It's the same advice I always give to young artists, and that is, if this is what you want to do, you do it every single day. You practice and practice and practice.
Yeah.
And when you think you're done practicing, you're not. You've got to keep practicing. And even the professionals, the guys that have been in the biz for 30, 40 years that I've met and know, they practice every day. This isn't...
Yeah.
You will never get worse as an artist. You can only ever improve, but you can certainly get rusty if you don't continue to do it. And the more you practice, the better you get. So practice and have fun. It's about fun. It's a fun job. So don't forget to have fun. Don't be frustrated by it. Just use it as a chance to learn and grow. And but keep practicing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. That was Jules Faber. And thank you very much for being with us today. And
My
thank
pleasure.
You for your very good advice.